Friday the 28th of September, Yud Beis Tishri, Rabbi Ilan Halberstadt, the protection of the sukkah.
Okay, good morning everybody. It's brought down, we compare the wedding day. The Mishnah tells us that the wedding day of Klal Yisrael, Yom Chasunosei, is Yom Kippur. That's our wedding day. And everybody knows, it's well known, brought down, that the chuppah, the time of the chuppah, is a time of the whole day of the wedding. Ubefrat, the time of the chuppah, is a time of mechilas avoinos for a chasna and a kala. It's like Yom Kippur. And we have come from Ne'ilah. We've come from Yom Kippur, we've come from Ne'ilah, standing under the chuppah with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sukkahs, going into the sukkah, going into Hashem's place, is compared to the Yichud room. We're going into the Yichud room with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's going to be the sukkah where we're going to meet. So I guess in these four days in between, we're being danced from the chuppah. We're now dancing to the Yichud room. So it's a time of great simcha and a time of preparation, anticipation of that meeting of the sukkah itself. So we're now dancing through the corridors. What we need to speak about is the inyan of the sukkah and why it comes immediately after Yom Kippur. And what we want to try and get into is the protection of the sukkah. You see, after Yom Kippur, we're all very vulnerable. Perhaps we could compare ourselves to somebody who's just had a serious operation. We've had lots of averus. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been moichel the averus, but left us vulnerable. Vulnerable because the Yetzer Hara knows that if he gets somebody who's on the level where he's had his averus wiped away, now any avera that we do is actually a lot more meaningful. For when we were stained with averus, then another avera was just another avera, as it were. We already were filthy, dirty. But when you're clean and you come out clean and when you're wearing your best clothes and everything looks pristine, then obviously the slightest stain becomes apparent. And therefore it's these times we have to be particularly careful. Always have to be careful from avirus. But now it's where we're vulnerable to the Yetzer Hara, where one stain really makes a difference. And that is why we need the protection of the sukkah. And we're going to see Be'ez Hashem in the halachas of the sukkah and in the whole inyan of the sukkah, that the whole idea is to provide this protection. The protection of somehow keeping this level of Yom Kippur that we attained, somehow being able to retain it in some way. It's a bit like a baby being born prematurely, not quite familiar with this world, and needs to be put in an incubator. So when we find ourselves being, as it were, at a level that we don't quite know ourselves at this level, because we've been elevated to a status that we were not before, at this level we need an incubator. Now what is it? What do we need protection from? We said from the Yetzer Hara and the vulnerability of the outside world that seeks to attack us and bring us down. And let's have a look a little bit at the halachas of the sukkah and the inyan of the sukkah. We'll see this idea of protection which we so desperately need. Firstly, you know, after Yom Kippur, you sort of have this little bit of a letdown that you say, "Okay, la kodesh," and you sort of, it almost all goes in a moment, and you think to yourself, well, you know, what's going on? And then you sort of get a little bit of a relief because at least at the end of Maariv we have something left. Baruch Hashem, we have Ledom Hashem Ayri. That's at least something familiar. We've had Elul and Hoshana and Yom Kippur. At least Ledom Hashem Ayri is still around, and we say Ledom Hashem Ayri, ki tzpineni besukkah biyom ra'ah. The light of Ledovid Hashem Uri Vishu, which we know refers to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, but the light that we've achieved, Yitzpaneni Besukkah B'Yom Ra, we need to be hidden in a sukkah. We need the protection of the sukkah, Yitzpaneni. We also find this idea of the protection we say it in davening every day, in Maariv, after saying Shema, before Shema, we speak of Hashkivenu. What did we say? Again, we mention the sukkah. Shabbat Hashem, Makin L'Shalom, Avdei Makin L'Chaim, Tavim L'Shalom. Uferais Aleinu Sukkah Shalom Echo. What does this sukkah do? Hoseme Aleinu, Oyev, Deva, Cherev, Ro'ov, Yoga, and Hose, Sotan Ufaneinu. We're begging Hashem for this protection. Ubert Seil Kenofecha Tastirenu. In the shadow, in the tzeil of your Kenofecha Tastirenu, please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, protect us. This is the sukkah. Uferais Aleinu Sukkah Shalom Echo. I'm sure somebody brings it down, I noticed this, I'm sure it's brought down, but I've never seen it inside, but gut feeling is it must be brought down. There's another Tehillim that we say whenever we speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's protection. What Tehillim is it that we know speaks about the Ribbono Shel Olam protecting us? Yeishei B'Seisa Elyon. What do we say? Yeishei B'Seisa Elyon B'Tzel Shaka Yisloinon. In the shadow, B'Tzel, once again, the Tzel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should be protected. I've not seen it brought down, but I'm sure it is. It's Tehillim Tzadi Aleph. No? So what? Well, Sukkah is Gematria Tzadi Aleph. Tzadi Aleph 91 is the Gematria of a Sukkah. L'chayru David HaMelech made the Tehillim of Tzadi Aleph, Yeshe B'Seisa, because it's the same Inyan, the Inyan of the Tzel of the Sukkah. And let's have a look. We've mentioned three times about this idea of Tzel. The sukkah, the ikka thing of the sukkah is the schach. And what's the ikka thing of the schach? What does the schach have to do? Provide sail, shade. That's the big inyan of the schach. Sail. But once we hear these psukkah, we understand. Of course there's got to be sail. Yei shade b'seis elyon b'tzel shakai yisloinon. Uv'tzel k'nafecha tastirenu. In the tzel, in the shadow of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wings, we want to be hidden. And that's clearly the sukkah. The whole inyan of the sukkah is to provide tzeil, and that is exactly what we're referring to. The protection of the sukkah is to provide this shade. The sukkah tzeil itzel yomam mechirev. Pasuk says, the Gemara brings it down, daf basim abase, that the sukkah has to provide shade from a hot day. What Rabbi say is the hot day? What is it referring to? What is the sun that we need protection from? It's a davar poshut. We know ein chadosh tachas hashomesh. There's nothing new under the sun. The umos olam, they measure the world according to the solar calendar. We measure according to the lunar calendar. But we understand ein chadosh tachas hashomesh. Under the sun, when we look at the natural world, the cycle, the description of describing nature is always tachas hashomesh. Shlomo HaMelech says it many times over. Ein chodesh tachas hashemesh is the idea that under the sun we don't see anything new, we just see nature. And there's a sun, and the sun is, as it were, out to get us. And once we finish Yom Kippur, we re-enter the vulnerable zone called tachas hashemesh. We're now back under the shlita of the natural world. We've moved out of this world in Yom Kippur. We were in a different world completely. Oh, but now we're back down. Tachas HaShemesh. We need to run for cover into the sukkah. The sukkah that provides tzeil, shade, from the Shemesh. The Shemesh, which is the natural world, the world that doesn't allow us to see the Ribbono Shel Olam clearly, we need to make a space for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. And Rabbi say, after Yom Kippur, we have these feelings of everyone has experiences on Yom Kippur of wanting to just stay in that world. We want to be in that world. And yet we have to come back down and deal with the mundane world. It's a big disappointment. What's going on? We want to stay there on Yom Kippur. And the Ribbono Shel Olam tells us, Yom Kippur is one day a year. Why isn't Yom Kippur more than once a year? Because Yom Kippur is an exceptional day. The most kadosh day of the year, no question. But that's not the tachlis habriyah for which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Hashem wants us in this world to bring Yom Kippur into Olam Hazeh. To schlep that kedusha of Yom Kippur and bring it down here into this world. We need to make a space for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. The holiest side of the briyah boils down to taking that Yom Kippur experience, which is Shamayim, and bring it down here, Ba'aretz. So besides which, that's the first mitzvah immediately after Yom Kippur, to start building the sukkah, to get involved in something lemaisa, to bring that kedusha down here. But if we look at the sukkah itself, it's beautiful, it's amazing to see. How do we get this protection from the Ribono Shel Olam? How do we get Hashem's protection? How do we get that sail? How are we zoicha to have that bubble experience and not be affected by the natural flow of the outside world? The way we do that is by creating a makom for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to live in this world. We have to create a bayis for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A dira b'tachtayim, exactly. We have to create a place in this world where Hashem can reside. And look at the halachas of sukkah and you'll see, mamash, how we're told to make a place for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number one, the sukkah's minimum height has to be 10 tefachim. The Gemara says, the Gemara in Daf Hei in the sukkah, how do we know that the sukkah has to be a minimum of 10 tefachim high? So the Gemara starts off by bringing a makor, Hashemayim Shemayim Hashem, Va'oretz Nasan Livnei Odom. Shemayim is given to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Va'oretz is given Livnei Odom. And the ten tefachim that are in this world, that means, the Gemara says like this, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't come, Kav Yochel, into ten tefachim within this world, and we don't have the experience of going beyond ten tefachim. Now, what does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls everything. What do you mean Hashem's not within the ten tefachim? What it means is, ten tefachim is the last chelek of which Hashem says, I want you to be mashlim, that chelek. I want you to bring that kedusha into the world. I'll bring kedusha all the way there. All the olamos HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates. All worlds upon worlds upon worlds. But the last ten tefachim, as it were, which means, it's a way of speaking about this world. This physical world is for us to be mashlim. Hashem says, you are going to bring me into this world. V'ha'oretz nosan levnei odom, this is the ten tefachim that we create. The ten tefachim is the idea of creating the kedusha and bringing it down in this world. The Gemara goes on to learn that we know the height of the sukkah, this ten tefachim idea, from the Oren in the Kodesh Kedoshim. The Oren was ten tefachim high. Nine plus the kaparias, ten tefachim. And that's one opinion. And then the Gemara brings another opinion that actually we learn ten tefachim high, not from the exact height of the Oren, but the height from the distance of the Kruvim. The Kruvim, it says, their wings were soichachim b'kanfeihem. Listen to the Lashon, soichachim b'kanfeihem. Literally the Lashon of Schach. And the gap between the wings and the top of the Oren was ten tefachim. The Gemara wants to know, you've said that the Oren was ten tefachim, but how do I know the gap has to be ten tefachim? How do I know a sukkah has to be from schach to the ground ten tefachim? Maybe it includes the actual schach. Says the Gemara, no, it learns out from soichachim b'kanfeihem, from the Kruvim. Their wings were soichachim schach, and the gap between them, that's the ten tefachim, that's the gap. And that's how we know our sukkah's got to be a gap, i.e., not including the schach, between the Kruvim, the top of the Kruvim, and the Oren, that was ten tefachim. Therefore, the gap in the sukkah has to be from ground to schach, ten tefachim. Rabbi said, what do we know about above the Oren? The Pasuk tells us that Hashem says, V'no'adati l'choshon, there I'm going to speak to you. This is a chumash here. When Bezalel builds the Mishkan and the Oren is built, Perek Chofei, Pasuk Chofeis, V'no'adit l'cha Shom, V'dibarit l'cha me'al ha-kapoires, mi'bein shnei ha-kruvim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to speak to you above the kapoires, between the two kruvim, asher al orna edus. Eiz kol asher atzeva uzchoes el b'nei Yisrael. The Ribono Shel Olam communicates to Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore to Klal Yisrael, between the two kruvim. Above the kapoires, between the two kruvim. Mamash the sukkah. That's where Hashem speaks to us. The Shechinah, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, makes that connection with us in the place from which the Gemara learns out. That's how you know a sukkah has to be ten tefachim. We're bringing the Shechina into this world. We're creating a Mishkan. We're creating a Beis HaMikdosh. Rotzer Dir B'Tachtayinim. Yom Kippur was up there, but we need to bring Yom Kippur down here. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And when we create this space, then we're going to create a place of protection. So the Sukkah has to be 10 Tefachim high. Also, the Schach, of course, again, he's a Dvarim Pshutim, but if we just think about it, we'll see amazing things. The Schach is not Makabal Tuma. It's Poshut, that when we come to build a place for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it has to be, we're doing it with things that are not Makabal Tuma. We're being told, we need to get rid of any Tuma. We can't have a place for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's Makabal Tuma. The Schach has to be, in order to provide that protection, something which is not Makabal Tuma. It's got to be Gidulei Min Ha'aretz. It's got to grow from the ground. Grow from the ground. That means it's got to come from us. Adam has to bring from the ground, he has to create this schach, which is going to provide the protection. Just a word on Gedulah Min Ha'aretz, briefly. The Gemara learns, Gedulah Min Ha'aretz, perhaps one of the strangest drushes in the whole of Shas. Gedulah Min Ha'aretz. Where does the Gemara know Gedulah Min Ha'aretz from? That it's got to grow from the ground. The Gemara brings him a Makor. Ve'eid Yaleh Min Ha'aretz. In the original creation of the world, an aid, a mist, as it were, Yaleh Min Ha'aretz came up from the earth and irrigated the entire world. And from there we know that the Schach has got to be Gedulah Min Ha'aretz. Also, it has to grow from the ground. Eid Yaleh Min Ha'aretz, just like that was then, so too the Schach has to be as well. What's the connection between Eid Yaleh Min Ha'aretz? This was the only time that irrigation ever came from this world. Normally, what's supposed to be the process? We are supposed to daven for rain. Of course, Sukkot is the time when we're going to daven. We're going to ask Hashem, there's going to be a din on Mayim. We are going to ask Hashem for rain. Normally, we have to daven for rain. V'adam ayin labedus adama, a person, man was only created, he is there to ask for rain. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu should then provide rain. However, the first time rain came to the world, it was Ve'eid Yaleh Min Ha'aretz. The aid, the mist, came up from the earth. As it were, the Ribbono Shel Olam is teaching us, this is what we have to do as well. Just like Ve'eid Yaleh Min Ha'aretz, this is the first time it rains. Now Adam Min Ha'aretz has to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has to beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Hashpa'ah, for rain to come down. Adam is being told, this is what you're supposed to do. Min Ha'aretz, I want Adam who comes Min Ha'aretz. I want man who is rooted in this world, in the world of the physical, in the world of Yetzer Hara. I want him to ask me for Hashpa'ah, for rain. Ask me for the rain. Turn to me. Realize that everything comes Min Hashamayim. It's got to be Gidulei Min Ha'aretz, the schach that we create in order to create a world of a sukkah, a world where the Ribbono Shel Olam resides, a place of kedusha. In order to create that world, the schach has to be Gidulei Min Ha'aretz. Adam has to take it. It's got to be something from the Ha'aretz that provides this protection. And Efshar, we could also add, again, we said it's not Makabal Tuma, and we've said that the schach itself is Gedulei Min Ha'aretz. And we said it's got to be 10 Tefachim high, that's the Mokum of Kedusha. Actually, we could add also that we know the Sukkah itself is something where you've got to immerse your whole body in the Sukkah. You'll do out that there's only certain mitzvahs which one can do with one's entire body. Mikvah, Eretz Yisrael, and Sukkah. So the sukkah itself has to be done with our entire body. Meaning, we have to move ourselves into Hashem's world. The place of the Beis HaMikdosh, the place of the Mishkan, the place of the Oren, in order to have that protection from the Ribbono Shel Olam, in order to carry the experience of Yom Kippur into Sukkot, we have to create that space. We have to create that space. We have to move away Olam Hazeh in some way and bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into Olam Hazeh. And it's the tachlis of the entire Bria. And therefore, if Yom Kippur with the wedding day. But Sukkos is the Yichud. Sukkos is when we come together. Because the wedding day is a wonderful day. And without the wedding day, what's the whole Inyan of a wedding day? Everybody gets together and is cheering on the Chosn and Kala. We're cheering them on, we're dancing, and we want them to build a bias, never be saw. But on the wedding day, they're not actually building the bias. It's the celebration of the connection. But when do they start building the bias? When they move into the bias. And Sukkos, we've had the wedding day, and Yom Kippur is the energy of the entire year, the wedding day. Yom Chasunosei. But Sukkos becomes when we build the bias. Build a bias for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are three reasons for Sukkah brought on Daf Beis Amud Aleph in Sukkah. Three ideas mentioned. One is, you have to have Yediyah L'Doros. You have to have, Rabbi says, Man Yedu Dorosecha, you have to know that you're sitting in a Sukkah. Reb Zeira told us, Tzeil. You have to have the Sukkah, the Ikar Inyan of the Sukkah is the Tzeil, is the shade. And Rava tells us, it's got to be Diras Arai. It's got to be a temporary abode. All three are trying to build the same package. We want to build HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world in this world. Number one, Yediyah L'Doros, L'man Yedu Dorosecha. You've got to know. You've got to be conscious. You have to think about the Ribbono Shel Olam in order to create that space. L'man Yedu Dorosecha. Think about Yitzias Mitzrayim and you have to have Yediyah. That's number one. And number two, you want the tzeil of the Sukkah, you want the shade of the Sukkah. You want to be able to block out the Shemesh, which is Ein Chodosh Tachas HaShemesh, the natural world, which tries to suck us in to becoming mundane robots. You have to create that tzeil. You want to live under the tzeil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'v'tzeil k'nefech ha'tastirinu. And how do we do this? By understanding the hevel of Olam Hazeh, that it's all Diras Arai. But interestingly enough, the Lashon of the Pasuk, the Lashon of the Gemara is an amazing thing. When the Gemara describes sitting in the Sukkah, it says, doesn't just say you have to have a Diras Arai. It says, Tzei mi Diras Keva, leave your Diras Keva, and go to your Diras Arai. What's the relevance of Tzei mi Diras Keva? Of course, just tell me, I have to go to my Diras Arai. Go there, what's Tzei mi Diras Keva? Avraham Avinu was told exactly the same thing. Yeah. Lech lecha, me'aretzcha, me'aretzcha, me'esavicha. You want to go to new places? You've got to shed and get rid of the old places. Tzei mideras keva. What's tzei? Tzei is gematria sukkah. Tzei, the inyan of the sukkah is tzei. Leave the deras keva. Forget about the keva. And realize the ikka yisoid. Tzei, tzei, tzei. Leave your house. And go into the shelter and the real protection of the sukkah. The Ribbono Shel Olam's world. The diras arai. We don't need anything else. We need a couple of walls. And here's the place where we see halacha l'maaseh. We see nice all over the place. We have good asik, and we have lavud, and we have dofen akuma. All over the place is these halacha l'maaseh. We see nice, these magic walls, these bending walls. Why? Because it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. In HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, anything happens. It's Hashem's world. Halacha l'maaseh. We see nice that we can have these things. It can be just two and a bit walls, and it's as if you're in total protection. A little bit of flimsy wood, a little bit of flimsy schach. Gidulay min ha'aretz, not makabel tuma. It's got 10 tefachim. You've got kedusha. That's all you need. That's not just all you need, that's everything you need. And therefore, this is what we need. The protection, we're desperate for the protection of the sukkah. And the beautiful inyan of the sukkah. Say 91, which is gematria sukkah. Which is also the gematria of the two names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yudke Vavke and Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, because Yudke Vavke is HaKadosh Baruch Hu removed from this world. Adnus is what we actually say when we say that name, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Odoin of this world. The connection of the two worlds together, that's the inyan of the Sukkah, bringing those two worlds, bringing the Yudke Vavke, which is beyond the world, and declaring him the Odoin of this world. That's the inyan of Sukkah, and it's obvious therefore that Yudke Volke and Aleph Dalet Nun Yud add up to 91, which is Gematria Sukkah, which is Gematria Tzei. Leave what you think is the keva, the kvius of our houses, as safe as houses is not a Jewish expression. Sukkah, that's the safest place. That's the place of the protection of the Shechinah, and that's what we desperately need. We should be zaycha to a chag kosher v'sameach, to have this protection, to keep those levels of Yom Kippur and the Kedusha that we've attained, to bring it into the Sukkah and experience that closeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, until we see the ultimate Sukkah, which is the real v'chupah v'sukkah tziyah l'tzol yonu mechayrev. We'll see the real Sukkah v'arachmoni yokim lonu es Sukkah as David hanofoles with the binyan beis hamidosh, and we'll see Mashiach tzikenu v'meher v'yomenu. Amen.